The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
It is Fernanda, and welcome to another episode of A Better You. I am your host. I'm happy to have you here, and I'm very excited for today's episode because it goes hand in hand with the title of my podcast. Improving your sleep makes you literally become a better you, a better version of you. It improves your brain performance, your mood, your health. It gives you that beauty glow that you need to move through every single day with a natural radiance to you that is simply not achieved by just having a dewy foundation. You know what I'm trying to say? Sometimes you're trying to put concealer on, you're trying to put the makeup on, you're trying to get that glow on, and it's just not the same glow as if you just wake up with a solid 8 or 9 hours of sleep. It's just the facts. Whether you are somebody that struggles with sleep, or you're perfectly fine with sleeping, but you just don't get very much of it, or you don't have a good night routine down, or you struggle to get up in the morning, etc., etc., in this episode, we are going to touch base on everything sleep. I thought this would be a fitting episode to talk about now, because in January, 100%, I fixed my sleep schedule, and even now, honestly, I've been prioritizing my night routine, and it's been making me feel 1,000 times better. And so I want to give you guys my personal tips, as well as some that I found out through some research, and give you guys the ultimate little boost of inspiration, because I feel like even in the past, I didn't even want to improve my sleep schedule. I honestly didn't think it was that necessary. Like, obviously it's necessary, but I was thinking, like, if I can work perfectly fine off of like 6 or 7 hours of sleep, like, why would I bother going to bed at 10 p.m., like, why would I ever? And even now, I don't think I'll be doing that. But I've improved my night routine to go to bed at like 10:30, 11, 11:30, and waking up rise and shine, going to work out, and just having that whole little night ritual. And it has made me feel 1,000 times better. It's made me look 1,000 times better. It's given me so much more energy to move through my day, especially in the winter season. I know it's not winter for everyone that's watching this episode, but I feel like with the darker days, if I don't get enough sleep, I will be so tired and drained throughout the day. I just can't even find the motivation to keep going. So at least if I'm well rested, it makes me not want to take a nap, or just, like, you know, makes the day go by a little bit faster. So anyways, keep listening to this episode if you want to have some sleep tips, you want to hear about my current night routine, you want some beauty sleep tips so that you wake up looking more gorgeous than you went to sleep the night before. And I'm going to give you some inspiration for fun little ideas to do as your nighttime rituals, even including some of the Sleepy Girl mocktail, which is super popular on TikTok right now. And yeah, so let's get into it. Before we get started, a little update on me is that I'm actually going to Mexico this weekend. I'm so excited. I haven't gone to Mexico in so long, probably like, okay, actually it's not that long. I haven't been in like 2 years or like 2.5 years or something. It's felt like a really long time. And this is going to be a family trip. I'm going with my parents and my brother, and we're going for 2 weeks, which is kind of intense. I haven't even been with my parents for longer than like 1 or 2 nights or consecutive days since I've moved out in the past 2 years, which is insane to even think about. So honestly, I'm a little bit nervous, not gonna lie, but it's obviously gonna be super fun, and I'm so excited. I'm also so excited to just get out of the winter season in Vancouver. I know I complain about it so often, and I should shut up and just suck it up and just deal with it since I live here, but it really does puts a taint on my mood. And honestly, I thought that this year I really escaped the seasonal depression, and I still think I did. Like, I honestly didn't feel too sad or too down this year. January and December were some of my busiest work months that I've like ever had in terms of like sponsorships and stuff, and so I feel like I was too busy to even like be sad about the weather. But I feel like it has made me like feel so like groggy. Like I'll look at myself and I'm like, God, I'm so pale. God, I need a tan. I need a glow. I need something. And so I'm just excited to get out. I feel like it's been bothering me, especially just maybe the past month, because mentally I've like leaped into spring, no pun intended, because today's literally leap day as I'm filming this. But I thought we were in spring now and we're so not. It like literally snowed yesterday. So anyways, I'm excited to do a little fast forward. Like when I come back from Mexico, it's gonna be 2 days until spring. And just know, you guys, when spring comes out, my energy comes back, my enthusiasm comes back, my personality comes back. In fact, I didn't really think about this because it's been so long now, but I've been doing YouTube for like 4 years. So I've been seeing how I am throughout every single season as I'm posting YouTube videos. And something that I've noticed is that the first like 2 years when I was really only doing YouTube, like I wasn't doing TikTok as much, I didn't have a podcast. Those first 2 years where I was solely on YouTube and posting like 2 videos a week, the minute it would turn into fall or winter, I would get comments of people being like, girl, like your energy is low, like what's wrong? And then the minute it would turn spring, people would be like, Fernanda, your energy is back all of a sudden, your personality's back. And like, it was something that I didn't even notice, but the viewers picked up on that, like my energy is just significantly higher in the spring and the summer. And I've realized that it's made creating content really difficult for me during that second part of the year, just because I do get a lot of my creativity and inspiration while I'm in my best state, which is like happy and content and just like in the sun. So that is a little bit of an inconvenience. And I feel like now that I have more of a workflow, I don't really have the option to fully rely on my mood when it comes to creating content. Like I know I have things to do, and so I just have to push through it. So I haven't noticed it as much the past year or two, but I forgot about that. And so just remembering that kind of gives me some compassion for myself, because I know if I have been feeling down, that probably is the reason why, and things are going to turn up very soon. But anyways, I'm super excited. Spring's gonna be great. I'm gonna be bringing out all the bright colors, and I feel like I have a lot of ideas for content that I want to do. I haven't been bringing my creative ideas to the forefront or actually executing them. And I don't remember who said this. I read it in a book or somewhere, or in a video. I don't even know where, but I remember someone saying that it doesn't matter how creative you are, it matters if you can actually execute it, because someone can be so creative but not get any work done, while somebody else could have less creative ideas and actually put their ideas to use, and they will end up getting more success than the other more creative person. But anyways, my point of that is to say that like it doesn't matter how many ideas I have, I need to start doing them. And right now I'm in that idea phase, and so I need to get on it. And I think the boost of spring will definitely help me flourish and actually start putting those into motion. So as I said, in January, I decided to take my health a little bit more serious, and I decided to incorporate an actual night routine, because you would think as a lifestyle girly that films night routines all the time, I would have the perfect night routine down pat, but I just don't. I'm more of a morning routine girly, and when it comes to the nights, I just be kind of rolling into bed. And although that works, it definitely is not the same as when you like read before bed, you know, your sheets are clean, you have a little pillow mist. It's just not the same. Let me walk you through my current night routine that has been working for me every time and making me wake up a lot more peacefully and easily. So first off, when it comes to my night routine, I love having a packed day, a busy day. I feel like those days where I'm kind of like rotting around, which is a horrible term, or I'm like working and I'm just sitting all day, I am like so energetic at night and I do not want to go to bed early. But if I have a jam-packed day, I'm ready to hit the hay and I'm actually excited to go to bed. So I guess first off, if you're having trouble with sleeping, I highly recommend just filling up your days and making them a little busier, or maybe doing a little workout in the afternoon so that you're actually really tired to go to bed. When I decide it's time to go to bed, I close down the home, which means turning off all the lights, closing the doors, locking the doors. By the way, ladies, if you are living alone and you're not locking your door for some odd reason, make sure you do that, because I feel like I've met people that don't lock their front door before, and I'm just shocked. I don't know how they don't, because I think one of my worst nightmares is a home invasion. So I don't know what's going on there, but make sure everything is locked down. Make sure the stove is turned off, the kitchen is turned off, the light is turned off. I mean, if you're gonna do a little bit of cleaning, this is probably the perfect time, but like low-key, I'm more of a morning cleaner. But anyways, I usually do that. I close everything down and I just situate myself in my bedroom, close the door. I kind of feel like it gives my mind more ease to only work with the room around me, like being in my bedroom, rather than having everything turned on around my apartment. Before I do go into my bedroom though, and I guess this goes along with the closing down little routine, is I love to make myself a tea or a sleepy girl mocktail, but we'll talk about that more later. Usually I do opt for tea though, and I've been loving a chamomile sleepy time tea. Those are so good. Not only do they taste great, but they actually do help you really wind down. And I also had this sleep powder that I got gifted, and it had a little bit of melatonin in it, which honestly I loved using, but I heard that melatonin wasn't that good for you to take every single day just because it is kind of strong and you can get dependent on it. So I don't use that very often, only if I like really need to fall asleep fast. But anyways, I'll grab myself some tea and then I'll go into my room, usually let it rest for a minute because it's so freaking hot, and I'll go into the bathroom and do my whole skincare ritual. If you do not have a nighttime skincare routine, I highly recommend you to get on one. I honestly don't know who doesn't have a skincare routine now. Maybe I'm out of touch by saying that. I'm kidding, not out of touch, but like I only say that because all of my friends have one, and I feel like everybody that I see online has a skincare routine, and also literally the 9-year-olds at Sephora have a skincare routine. So I'm thinking that everyone does, but if you don't, I highly recommend getting one. It doesn't even have to be expensive products. It doesn't have to be a long list of products. It could literally just be a cleanser, a moisturizer, and you know, in the morning, a sunscreen. As for me, I always double cleanse, which is using a oil-based cleansing balm, which removes all your makeup. And then I use a gel cleanser with salicylic acid for acne. You guys know, I've been struggling with my skin a little bit for the past few months. So my skincare routine, honestly, it's probably not even worth saying out loud because I don't think that it's working, but I do generally love using hyaluronic acid, salicylic acid, a moisturizer. Sometimes I'll switch that out for retinol, maybe an eye cream, etc. And usually at this time too, I'll take off my contacts, I'll brush my teeth, and if I'm doing a whole oral care routine, I always brush, floss, and use mouthwash. If I'm feeling fancy, I'll go in and start hair oiling, which honestly makes all the difference. I've been doing this probably for like a year and a half, and I really do see the difference in my scalp and in my overall hair health. I can also literally see the baby hairs growing out of my hairline. I love using castor oil, jojoba oil, I think that's what it's called. Rosemary is a huge one. And then I recently picked up the Whey scalp oil treatment. We'll talk more about that also when I go into the beauty sleep routine. But that is what I like to do in the bathroom. That's basically the whole little routine. I'll put my hair in a silk cap and maybe use like pimple patches or like spot treatment. After that, I will put on my pajamas, and I just feel so put together and pretty and feminine going to bed. And something as simple as that, honestly, kind of gives you a little bit of dopamine, because usually I'd be going to bed in like the most random pair of sweatpants that I found, or like a random t-shirt that's like 10 years old. And something about wearing like a little lace cute slip dress or like a matching Brandy Melville set, it just makes you feel cute. It's honestly such an easy way to romanticize your life. And you guys are always asking for tips on how to make those little moments count, how to have photo ready aesthetic moments. That sounds really stupid, but like honestly, whenever I get asked like, how can I be more aesthetic? How can I take aesthetic pictures? It's honestly taking extra time on those little things, like your pajamas or like your sheets, or you know, all those tiny little things that give you a little bit of joy. It really does make the difference into how you feel. And if you choose to take a photo of it, it just looks so cute and perfect. I do love lotioning my body or putting moisturizer all over it. Recently, I picked up some moisturizers from Lush, and I honestly don't know why Lush isn't more hyped up, because I visited their factory and honestly, all their ingredients were so clean, and a lot of them are vegan, and it just was so wholesome seeing like the people actually create these products like handmade. So I have been loving Lush. They also have a sleepy time cream, which smells amazing. So I've been loving that. Sometimes I'll even put like baby oil, which will make me super slimy and soft, which sounds like the most horrible adjectives, but the reason why I say it is because if you do it at night, you wake up gorgeous. Then we're in bed. Life is good. My room is clean. Let me also add in there that recently I got a Hatch alarm clock, and it has made sleeping so exciting for me. I know that sounds so crazy, and I feel like I almost sound old saying that. If you are unaware about what the Hatch alarm clock is, let me put you on. I was actually influenced by my friend Trinity, because she is the night routine queen. Like, girl's got the routine down pat. She knows exactly what she's doing. So I would always hear her hype up this Hatch alarm, and finally I got my hands on one, and I know what she's talking about now. So to give you the full name, it is called the Hatch Restore Sound Machine. Already I'm sold. It's a little bit pricey, I'm not even gonna lie. I think I paid like $200 for it, but I do really think it's worth it because I use it every single night. So if we're doing the whole like cost per use, like I think I'm getting my money's worth. So on this Hatch alarm, it basically has a whole bunch of different sleep sounds. I've been personally loving the frequency music and the rain sounds, but they've got all sorts of like white noise, pink noise, brown noise. I think they have like owls howling, they have the ocean, they have thunderstorms, whatever. You can basically set a bedtime reminder and it'll start playing a certain type of music or like bedtime sound with a certain light, and it kind of reminds you to go to bed. So I have mine set for 10 p.m. So once I hear those sounds, I head on over there. And then obviously when you're sleeping, you can have the sound go for like 2 hours and then it's like pitch black. And then when it wakes you up in the morning, it'll do like a sound and do one of those like sunset lamps. So it like slowly illuminates your room. I literally have like symphony sounds. So I'm being woken up to like trumpets, but like slowly and angelically. So I've been loving this lamp. I think it is super fun. I looked it up online to give you guys a few more details on this. This isn't even sponsored by them, but I actually use it every day. So I will be giving them their shout out here. It says that because this alarm promotes a gentle wake up, it actually supports healthy cortisol levels. And they also have a soft glow reading light that doesn't strain your eyes with like blue hues at night. And yeah, there's overall so much like wind down content. So you can like listen to bedtime stories. And yeah, so anyways, I've been loving that. And that kind of gets me into my bedtime routine. And obviously once I'm actually in bed and like reading, it's a nice little sound for the background or whether I'm journaling or doing whatever. So on that note, when I'm in bed, I love to either read. In January, my goal was to read one book and I ended up finishing Reminders of Him. It was so good. I highly recommend it. And just now I'm reading Twisted Love. I meant to finish it in the month of February and I totally didn't. So I have to finish it in March and maybe get another book in there because my goal for the year was to read one book a month. So I'm already slacking on that, which is quite sad. But anyways, yeah, once I finish reading, I make sure that I set my alarm for the next day. And sometimes I will do an eye mask or I'll do mouth tape, which again, we'll talk about that later. But that is my last little bit of routine. And then I go straight to bed. So that is my personal night routine. I feel like the whole thing has been making me excited to go to bed. It's been making me wake up refreshed. And yeah, that's what I've been doing. I'm actually really curious to know what your night routine is. And if there's anything that you do that I don't do, let me know either in the Spotify swipe up. I believe you can comment. I always love reading all of your replies to my podcast episodes. Or you can comment down below in the YouTube video because I am wanting to expand my night routine and, you know, get that in check too. That is my night routine. And I'm going to give you guys some tips for optimizing your sleep that I found online. I feel like it's fun to have a concise place where if you ever want to get your sleep back in check, you can refer to this episode. The first tip is to optimize your sleep environment. So that means making the environment that you sleep in an absolute zen oasis. So if that means getting a weighted blanket, which honestly could be great because you just sleep like a baby, or maybe it means having a super dark room, getting blackout curtains, or having a cool, like cold a little bit room, all of those things will make your sleep so much more peaceful and deep. I didn't really realize, but it's like shown everywhere that sleeping in a cold environment is like proven to actually be better for you and you get a deeper sleep, which I should probably take note of because I swear when any of my friends or my boyfriend sleep over, they always wake up like sweating and they're like, Fernanda, why is it so hot in here? And I think my body has like adjusted to the temperature because I don't even realize that I can apparently sleep in really warm environments and like not be sweating. But I'm definitely gonna take that tip with me and start lowering my temperature at night and just putting more blankets on so I have a deeper sleep. As for blackout curtains, I used to always sleep with these back when I lived with my parents and it would make all the difference in my sleep. Now I just have like an automatic shade curtain thing in my room, so I can't really add blackout curtains. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in the day? You may say go for a run, read a book, cook an extra meal, call a friend. Sometimes you can feel overwhelmed with the amount of things to do, and other times we're wishing that we just simply had more time. If you're currently struggling to figure out the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule, it's key to know what is actually most important to you. Sometimes that can be a daunting question, but therapy can help you find out what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy can be an open space for you to talk to someone else, tell them what's going on in your mind, and truly learn more about yourself. You can learn about what you like, what you don't like, how to use your time, and can even be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it's not just for people who have experienced major trauma. If any of this rings a bell to you or feels like something that you could benefit from, or you're even just thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. The thing with BetterHelp is that it is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you need to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and if you choose to, you are able to switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/abetteryou to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/abetteryou.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But it still makes my room really dark, so that works for me. I do make sure to close all the doors though and have my bathroom door closed so that no light comes in. I also love sleeping with like four different pillows. It just makes my sleep so much better. And I think it's worth looking into if you're having bad sleeps to change your mattress or your pillows if you can and if that's possible, just to ensure that you can have as restful of a sleep as possible. Like I said earlier, I love using eye masks if I'm really struggling with going to sleep. I think it makes all the difference. The second tip is to limit exposure to screens before bed. I'm probably not the best candidate for this tip because I definitely go on my phone like 30 minutes before bed, 10 minutes before bed. But one thing I will do is once I actually slide into bed, I usually just turn my phone right off or just like answer any text or whatever. But if I go on TikTok and like scroll or watch a video or something, I can feel my mind getting so stimulated and it takes me way longer to fall asleep just because I have so many thoughts and like my mind is super active. I will say that I can totally tell the difference when I'm on my phone versus when I'm not right before falling asleep. But as we know, all electronic devices with their blue light, it really does disrupt. I think it's like your melatonin production or whatever, and just like your overall sleep. So that is a habit that I absolutely want to start. And that's just not being on screens at all, like 45 or 30 minutes before I'm going to bed. The next tip is to watch your diet before you're going to bed. And by this, I mean not eating any huge meals right before you fall asleep, because I think while your stomach is like digesting or whatever, it can cause you to not be able to have the most restful sleep. I actually do fasting, so I usually finish eating around like 9 and then I'll eat the next day at like 12. So if I do eat something at like 11 or 12, I definitely just feel so much more groggy going to bed and waking up. So that's a big one for me. I make sure to drink a lot of fluids and water. One random little tip from me though is that I definitely make sure that I drink water like an hour before bed, a lot of it, just because if I drink a lot of water right before I fall asleep, I'm gonna have to get up in the middle of the night and go pee, and that is actually my worst nightmare. I hate doing that, so I make sure to avoid that at all costs. Also, avoiding caffeine too close to your bedtime is a given, but if you have caffeine, you're going to be agitated, you are going to be restless, twisting and turning while you're trying to fall asleep, and we do not want that. I remember one time when I was in New York, I had 2 yerba mates. I do not know why. I think I didn't understand the way caffeine worked at the time, but I had 2 and I was trying to fall asleep. I literally had my fingers on my neck checking my pulse because I thought I was gonna have a heart attack right then and there. I was a little bit concerned for my health, so I definitely don't do that anymore. I think I stopped having like caffeine usually around like 3 p.m. and even then that can be late for some people. The next tip, which is an obvious one but one that is super important, is to manage your stress and practice stress reducing techniques. I can fall asleep super quickly and sleep on my back, and the reason for this and why I think I developed this skill was because like 2 years ago when I started doing yoga really consistently and I would go to classes, at the very end of the yoga practice, you do a shavasana, which means when you lie on your back and you basically just kind of like meditate, but you're not falling asleep. You're just laying there with your eyes closed and they usually play music. And usually when I'm in that state, I just try to relax my body as much as I can, make sure that I'm not moving, not fidgeting, just really being present and kind of sitting in that feeling, focusing on my breath. And ever since I started doing that in yoga, I kind of translated that over to my sleep. And whenever I would go to bed, I would lay down on my back and it would simulate that same feeling of shavasana where I feel super relaxed. It would make me go to sleep literally in 0.5 seconds. Like it was almost like that shavasana was prepping me for falling asleep in that exact position and also faster. So all those stress reducing techniques like meditation, deep breathing, yoga, those all go hand in hand with having that little moment. And if you do a little bedtime yoga before you go to sleep, you will definitely definitely feel so relaxed. Another stress-reducing technique that really winds me down is going to the sauna. Obviously, this isn't accessible to everybody, but if for some reason you go to the gym late that night and maybe there's a sauna where you're at or a steam room and you do that, I assure you that you will have such a good sleep that night. There are some days where I go in the sauna at like 9 a.m. at the end of my workout and I feel so relaxed I could just fall asleep. And I'm like, Fernanda, you literally woke up an hour ago. Like, that's not gonna happen. But I could imagine how doing that before bed would make me feel unreal. Some other stress-reducing techniques that I obviously really like is reading. And even meditating sometimes before bed could be great. Literally just going on your phone and searching up a 15 or 10 minute meditation will do just the trick. There's guided ones and all you need to do is close your eyes and lay there and that will make you feel so sleepy. You might actually even fall asleep during that meditation. Once you are having good sleep also, like a solid 8 hours, I assume that you probably won't need any naps, but that's also a big tip for me is to not have naps during the day because that makes me so much more awake at night. And sometimes I'm not even actually awake, but like mentally, because I'm like, oh, I already took a nap. It gives me the ammo to go to bed even later when it's just probably not even necessary. So I definitely try to avoid taking naps, or if I do, like literally just setting a 15 to 20 or 30 minute timer and then getting up and going on with my day and not doing it too close to my bedtime because I will not be able to sleep that night if I take another nap. As said earlier, going on your screens before bed does mess up your melatonin production, which is like your sleepy chemical in your brain that tells you it's time to go to bed. As we were talking about that, in order to improve your melatonin production in the first place, you really should be exposing yourself to natural light in the mornings. When you wake up, if the first thing you do is open your blinds or go outside, you will naturally get that vitamin D. Your circadian rhythm will like align itself and kind of figure itself out, which means like when you see the sun, your brain will tell you it is morning, it is day, get that energy going. And then by the time it's night and it gets all dark around you and you start to dim the lights, your brain will naturally also produce those melatonin chemicals. So getting into that routine is super important. And if you're not already getting into the sunlight when you wake up, try doing that. It will make you feel so much more awake and get you prepared for the day. I remember when I used to live at home, if I didn't open my blinds in the morning, my mom would come in and like rip them open. Yeah, I definitely got that tip from her, but it's kind of cute. Even my boyfriend sometimes, his backyard is like right beside his bedroom. So like often I'll see him like sending me videos of him like grounding, which is like when you're barefoot on grass and you're kind of like recharging with the grass, recharging with the earth and getting those high vibrational frequencies. He'll be like waking up in the morning, stepping outside, grounding his feet into the wet soil and grass and just staring into the sunlight. And he's like doing this whole circadian rhythm routine. And I'm like, you know what? You're killing it, Jacob. This is kind of why I like the Hatch as well, because knowing that it has that like sunlight effect, it kind of gets me in the mood to wake up in the first place. The other thing I wanted to add in about the sleep environment that I didn't say earlier was if you struggle with having dry skin in the winters, I would highly recommend getting a humidifier. It makes your room so much more moist. And like, if you have troubles falling asleep, I feel like that could be super helpful. It definitely helps with my eczema and just like keeping moisture locked in when I'm going to bed. And as well as that, diffusers are also a great thing that you can incorporate into your night routine to make it feel so cozy. Diffusers are basically those things that emit some air, but you can put little essential oils in there. I'm sure there's so many essential oils that are like really good for bedtime or like sleep inducing, maybe like lavender or something. That would be another great nighttime ritual, like as you're reading or something. Those are the tips that I have for you guys to improve your sleep. And now I want to get into some tips for beauty sleep for my gorgeous little girlies. One of my favorite things is going to bed like a glazed donut and waking up and having like less pimples than I did the night before, or my hair just coming out flawless. So here are my tips for that. The first thing is using a silk cap and a silk pillowcase. I said this earlier that this is something that I do in my night routine, but it has honestly made all the difference in my hair health. I've really noticed that there is less breakage. And if you guys didn't know, sleeping with like cotton sheets can actually cause a lot of breakage in your hair. So having that silk is just going to either one, hold in that oil that you have, two, prevent breakage from happening and keeping your hair long and healthy. And three, if you have a hairstyle already in place, like your hair is curled or something and you put it in the silk cap, it'll make your second day curls look almost the exact same and like super nice and not like disheveled. And actually, one more tip, my facialist told me that a possible reason for why I could have been getting acne was because if I had a lot of hair products in my hair or like hair oils and it was getting in my face while I slept, it could cause me to break out. But having a silk cap kind of removed the hair from out of my face. So that is also a little tip if you're struggling with acne. Wearing a silk cap also prevents your hair from getting into knots, which I absolutely absolutely love, because I hate when my hair is knotty and I'm trying to brush through it and I can just feel like the bits of hair starting to split. It's just not it. The second beauty tip I have for you guys is that you can start mouth taping. Do this with caution. If you are young, maybe don't do this. Maybe ask your parents. If you're older and you're kind of scared, you know, watch tutorials on it. Do it at your own discretion. But I do know that mouth taping is when you put tape over your mouth and it kind of encourages you to breathe out of your nose throughout the entire sleep. Especially if you are a mouth breather, this is a good thing to do. There's like so many health benefits. One of them being that it helps humidify and filter the air entering the lungs. And as it says here online, it promotes optimal oxygen exchange and can reduce the chances of airway obstruction. But basically having the tape there will remind you to breathe out of your nose. And I think it also is really good for oral care, and you won't end up with bad breath in the morning, as well as like I've literally seen images online that you can tell the difference of a mouth breather versus a nose breather in the way that their face is shaped. So that kind of scared me. And apparently mouth taping can prevent your face shape from changing. Another beauty tip for the girls is to sleep on your back when you're going to bed. As I said, I usually fall asleep on my back, but sometimes in the middle of the night, I'll be like squishing my face on my pillows, going in the craziest positions. And this can actually induce wrinkles, which I think is the opposite that every single person wants. Sleeping on your back will also reduce a lot of like pain. Like sometimes I'll be waking up in the most random positions and it's super uncomfortable. So that's a big one for me. And also it can like cause wrinkles on your chest if your arms are like pressed together and you're sleeping on your side, or the sheets will cause like wrinkles on your face and like cause your face to sag. And like obviously sometimes you can't help it, but if you can, and if you can try, definitely try to be on your back. It also said online here that having your face pushed and pulled against a pillow can damage skin soothing collagen, which that just scares me. The other tips that I had here for beauty sleep, I feel like I already touched on. I'm just gonna go through them really quickly, but again, I feel like I said them already. But I had using pimple patches. This is super helpful for me when I go to bed because I wake up with the zits literally zapped out of my face. My favorite ones are the ones called Peace Out that you can buy at Sephora. And I also love the ones by Miracle Patch, I think is the brand, from Amazon. The other tip I had was hair oiling. As you know, your hair will grow so much if you do this. The way I've seen my hair grow most is by using rosemary. My other tip was to moisturize and double cleanse. Double cleansing is so important before you go to bed because you do not want to have like makeup residue still in your face when you're going to sleep. I feel like whenever I don't double cleanse or I don't wash my face properly, I end up getting styes, and that's just like the most annoying thing ever because it literally will like change the way your eyes look. And I didn't get my stye fixed, and I swear I had a lump in my eye for like half a year. It was so unfortunate. So on that note, wash your eyes carefully, wash your face carefully, and double cleanse. My other tip was to drink a lot of water before bed. And like I said earlier, I don't like drinking so much right before I fall asleep because I will end up having to go pee. But the more water that you drink, the more your body is just detoxing and flushing out all that excess salt. And I always wake up looking so unbloated and just like, you know, I just feel so good in the morning after drinking a lot of water the day before. And obviously not only for the bloating, but it will make your skin look so glowy, so hydrated, so moisturized, and overall dehydration really does show up on your face. So the more that you can get that water flushing through you, the better it is. One thing I will say though is that the more water you drink, if there isn't like electrolytes, apparently the water just like basically flows right through you. So I've definitely been enjoying having electrolytes in my water, and it also tastes so good. So I definitely recommend buying those. And then the last beauty tip I have for you guys is trying out overnight heatless hairstyles. If you guys haven't already tried the heatless curls, I highly recommend doing it because it actually works. It's when you have that like rod over your head and you twist your hair around it and you wake up with like perfect curls. It's definitely a little bit harder on short hair, but when I had my extensions, it literally looked like I got a blowout done the next day and my hair was stunning. So I do miss that. If I'm not doing that, I usually like braid my hair or do some sort of hairstyle, and I make sure to blow dry my hair if I shower at night just because I hate sleeping with wet hair. And you know,
here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
I think all like immigrant families have it ingrained that if you sleep with wet hair, you're going to get sick the next day. So that is something that my mom definitely taught me and ingrained into me. The last thing we're going to talk about is the Sleepy Girl Mocktail. This has been viral on TikTok. If you haven't heard about it, It's basically a mocktail, so a non-alcoholic cocktail that you have before bed, and it's basically sleep-inducing. It makes you feel fancy. It makes you feel fun. It kind of gives you something to look forward to at night. I personally wouldn't do this every single day just because it does have juice, and like juice is really high in sugar, and like I don't drink that much juice anyways, or I don't really like sparkling water. But I feel like on a fancy night or a night where you're doing self-care or a self-care Sunday, it can be fun to do this. And basically the mocktail is just having tart cherry juice, magnesium powder, and your choice of flavored sparkling water. It says online that if you drink it before bed, doctors say that you can sleep more soundly. And I tried it for myself. I honestly didn't see crazy results, but I think it was because I wasn't using the right magnesium powder or something. But it says online that magnesium may help with relaxations by interacting with certain neurotransmitters, decreasing cortisol levels and increasing melatonin. So I think it also helps with muscle recovery or something. So magnesium is definitely something to consider taking. Again, definitely if you're younger, check with a parent, or if you're older, check with a doctor if you're a little bit worried or whatever. But yeah, you can also do your own research on that. And then not only that, but the tart cherry juice actually is super rich in nutrients. It says that it can increase your strength and reduce muscle soreness. It's proven to help you sleep better and release melatonin. And it also says that it can promote brain health and strengthen the immune system. So basically, there are so many benefits to this. You can make this little mocktail and put it in a fancy cup or like a wine glass. And you know, once you got your mocktail, you have your silk pajamas on, you got your like sleepy time cream on, you're all ready for bed, you will feel so luxurious. And it is really those little moments that make you feel like your life is truly luxurious. You know, you're romanticizing all those little details. So that is how you go from rotting away and rolling into bed to feeling like your night is an event to be looked forward to. The last tip that I wanted to tell you guys about, which I feel like I don't have enough knowledge to really go deep on it because I ain't no neuroscientist, but I saw online that there are some frequency sounds that you can listen to before bed that are the same wavelength as like the delta wavelength or something. I'm really just spitting random words out here, but basically brain wavelength of deep sleep. And if you can get a frequency sound that's the exact same one, it will basically get you into that vibration as you're falling asleep and get you matched up with that wavelength and basically have an amazing sleep. So anyways, I've been talking about sleep for so long. I've never been so invested into fixing my night routine and my sleep schedule until now, but I'm so excited. I honestly feel like in January, when I made this change into getting good sleep, I could 100% see the difference, not only in my energy level, but the way that I looked. I feel like my skin got better, my complexion got better. I remember taking photos before and after, like at the beginning of the month and at the end. And honestly, my eyes even looked more awake. Like the whites of my eyes even looked better. So I think we just need to take a look within, reflect on our sleep schedules, and see if it's really meeting our expectations and our goals, because sleep does really make a big difference. And it's such a big indicator of health and literally will make you like live longer. So I don't know why I'm like out here neglecting it when it's such a huge deal. But anyways, I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was a very informative one, but it's a topic that I've been wanting to touch on for a while. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. I love you guys. I will be in Mexico. So make sure, if you're not already following my regular content at Fernanda Ramirez, make sure you do, because I will be posting on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat, all of the above. Anyways, I love you guys, and I hope you have a good sleep tonight or whenever you're listening to this. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you later.